Proclamation number 5018, dated the December 12th, 1950. Destiny according to will and resistance. Merely the destiny you require in order to change your will, to stop your resistance against me, is imposed on you. Only I know the extent of your soul's resistance, and your earthly life will be shaped accordingly. The human being's relationship with me can differ considerably, which cannot be judged by another person, because I also know a soul's most secret thoughts and notions, and therefore a person can be as close to me as a child, then he will effectively be guided by my fatherly hand and truly avoid the said abyss and safely reach the goal. Others, however, won't allow themselves to be led. They believe themselves able to walk alone and trust in their own strength. I let these occasionally run into obstacles so that they will call for a guide and enable me to approach them. Others, again, reject my guidance and meet me with suspicion. They don't believe in me and walk through life alone. And thus they still resist me. These are the people I have to deal with strictly and who I spared nothing in earthly life, so that they will still change before it is too late. I will only try to achieve that change of will, and this change may often come about through an event which you consider to be cruel and unkind of me, as long as you are still unaware of the fact that you have not only been created for this earthly life but that the whole of eternity is still ahead of you. And for the sake of this eternity I will use all means, depending on the severity of your resistance. But anyone who surrenders to me will no longer need exceptional teaching methods, and I will place my hands beneath his feet so that his earthly path will be easily negotiable, although he, too, still requires trials in order to raise his degree of maturity, which impel him to me until even the last distance from me has been overcome, until he, in blissful unity with me, can conclude his earthly life. Amen.